now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another installment of Asian Wave 101 here on CITR 101.9 FM. For your favorite community and campus radio station, for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, I'm Steve Zhang, broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia, located on unceded Musqueam territory. And today, I'm sad to inform you that it unfortunately will be my last show of Asian Wave 101. I know, I'm sorry. Things have just been going pretty... It's just getting to the point where I just can't commit to this anymore. And, April Fools. Anyway, April Fools. Happy April Fools Day, everybody. I'm not going anywhere just yet. And anyway, yes, I know that was a very bad joke, but all things considered, it's the only joke that works when you're a radio show host. But all the same, I got some great tracks lined up for you today, and we're going to start it off smooth to really get the feels in here. The first track is a throwback. It's by XOM off their first EP, Mama, from 2012, back when Chris and Luhan were still part of the group. XOM, of course, the Mandarin half of XO, which promotes in Mandarin-speaking areas like China and Taiwan. The song I have from them is not the lead single off the album. It is, it's more of a pre-release track. It's called What Is Love, and it's performed by Luhan and Chen, the two lead singers of the XOM team. It was produced by the one and only Teddy Riley, the same Teddy Riley from the legendary R&B group Blackstreet, who was the one that was responsible for pioneering the whole New Jack Swing movement back in the late 80s and early 90s. So, legend Teddy Riley produced this track, and it's got a slower tempo, smoother sound, and it's very reminiscent of classic R&B. It goes with the vocals very well, really highlights Luhan's lighter, more youthful tone, and Chen's pitchier and stronger voice. And the song is describing kind of this feeling when meeting the one that you feel is the one, like the one for you. Ever since, like the lyrics essentially go, ever since I met you, my world has shifted. I fell in love. I want a future with you. It's like, I want the world to envy us. And it, of course, asks the question, all of this considered, is this love? So the R&B fan in me absolutely loves this song, but I also want to give props where it's due to XOM for performing this extremely, extremely well, because when it comes to EXO, it's usually XOK, the Korean half of the larger group, that gets more of the love. So gotta show some love to XOM. So that's to start us off. XOM, performed by Luhan and Chen, What Is Love?
Go. I can't explain what I feel.
Oh, baby. I don't know why 这感觉无可取代爱是突如其来的意外你让我 上男人，只要在你身边，生命变得光彩。
I lost my mind， 当你走进我视线，就在你周围，整个世界 get in slow motion。
请你告诉我，如果这样就是爱。
牵你手，全世界羡慕不已。当你问我才懂，这感觉不会更改。
My baby, 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 baby， 我无法不想你。是否这样就是爱？
只想让你笑得像个纯真小孩，只想给你安慰，像个朋友般的依赖。
That was XOM, Luhan, and Chen, produced by Teddy Riley, What is Love? That was actually the year that Teddy Riley started his quote-unquote expansion into Asia. He produced this song for EXO, and in late 2011, he actually produced a song for Sonyeoside, Girls Generation, called The Boys, which I will say this, with all the all due respect to Mr. Teddy Riley, it wasn't that good. He really dropped the ball on that one, and a lot of K-pop fans gave him quite a lot of hate for interfering with K-pop, as they would say, and told him to essentially get his ass out of there. But he continued on, and the Korean girl group Rania, which was actually formed by him, was actually, you know, they debuted in 2012 as well. But What is Love is a good track. The K-Team, XOK, has their own version of it as well. You can check that out if you want. But personally, for myself, XOM's version of What is Love, it really hits home for me. So moving on to the next track, though, I have a track from Lee Junho, member of JYP boy band 2PM, and it's one of his solo songs called Feel. And in great contrast with the last song, it's very upbeat and it's very fun. It's a little more typical of Korean pop music, and it's got more of an electro sound mixed in with a little bit of urban feel, and even got a bit of a hype beat thrown in for the bridge. And it's the lead single off his first Korean solo release, called also called Feel. And the idea behind it is that it's him asking a girl, can you feel that that I genuinely like you? The idea is that, can you feel that there is, I guess you could say, genuine feeling between the two of them? And oddly enough, if you listen closely, especially at the chorus, to the way that the melody is actually arranged, it actually sounds a rather lot like the atypical melody used for Korean drama OST songs. But that's only really obvious if you watch those dramas. And I will freely admit that I have watched a few of those when I am absolutely bored with nothing pressing to do. And my advice is, don't do it. You can never watch just one episode and then you end up sitting there for hours watching half the thing before you realize that you've actually done it. And yeah, for some people, not really for me. But that's coming up. But Junho is a very well-rounded entertainer, and I'm happy to see him succeeding with doing his own thing. So that's coming up next. Junho, Feel, on Asian Wave 101.
Check it out. after this.
I can't believe it. 월화 숨 없던 토일이면 흐르듯 지나가던 그때 내 시선이 너에게서 멈춰버린 그 순간 시간은 멈춰서 내 맘을 흔들어버린 네 부신 그 모습에 심장이 네가 나를 만질 순간 또다시 뛰기 시작했어
Please baby I can't live without you
네가 없으면 안 되는 걸 알잖아 My love
This love is true I just wanna be with you Take my hand 널 더 느낄 수 있게
Can you feel 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 my love 네 안에서 자유를 느껴 널 보고 있으면
Juno with Feel, bringing the fun and the dance track this week. Sometimes I feel that Juno really just needs to do the solo thing from now on. He's shown his abilities to sing in Mandarin and Japanese too, one example being a collaboration he did with Vanessa Wu, the Taiwanese-American singer and member of F4. So, you know, definitely multicultural collaborations, you know, singing songs in English, Mandarin, Japanese, doing all this. Honestly, you know, Juno, keep doing what you do, and if you ever feel like going solo, I don't think anybody will actually blame you. So the next track I have is meant to be inspiration to all the people in their 20s. As you know, I've been following the Korean reality competition show I'm Pretty Rap Star for the past little bit, and last week it was the final episode of the season, and the week before, the episode showed their own semifinal battles, and which is just them picking a partner, and they would do kind of a little bit of a competition, a performance competition, which was judged by a fairly sizable crowd. And the track I have is from the semifinal round, and it's by contestant Jolly V. The song is called 괜찮아, which means it's all right or it's all good in Korean. And her song is really meant to just applaud the young generation, the people in their 20s still struggling with pressures from family and from the people around them, from society in general, and the people, the young people that are still trying to find the direction that they're meant to take. So she's saying that what's most important is if you stay true to you, stay true to yourself, and do what you love, do what makes you happy, then in the end, everything is going to be all right. So I can relate to this quite well. So here's to hoping, dear listeners, even if you can't fully understand, you can connect with the song and feel the thoughts that she's really trying to evoke, the emotions that she's trying to express with this song. So that's coming up next. Jolly V, It's All Good.
서 랩을 시작했었던 그 꼬마 출생지는 서울 고향은 미국 NC 인종 외모 상관없이 어울려 지냈지 그래서인지 느껴 여기는 좀 달라 다 내가 진짜로 누군지 어떻게 알아 I know you never wanted to see me for real But I know you wish the best for me still Young me in her 20s 20대 너에게 매일 아침은 뭐하고 살아야 될지에 대한 고민들 뿐 솔직한 것보다 숨기는 게 익숙해서 넌 밝은 척 웃고 넘기는 게 익숙해 마이크 잡는 게 지금도 가끔 무섭니 널 너무 보여줄까봐 그게 무섭지
괜찮아 괜찮아 네가 하고 싶은 대로 해 넌 그냥 그대로면 돼 넌 그냥 그대로면 돼 괜찮아 괜찮아 네가 하고 싶은 대로 해 넌 그냥 그대로면 돼 넌 그냥 그대로면 돼
Live your own life 많은 알바를 해봤지 난 지난 20대의 반이 지난 시점에 돌아보는 내 삶에 봐주느라 땀 흘리는 친구들 혹은 동생들 중에 군제대 후 다시 이병으로 소사이어티에 적응 중 힘든 어깨 뒤로 보이지 않는 삶의 답을 찾아 언제까지 가야 할까 I'm not fucking emo but we already know 그래 사람일도 어떻게 될지 모르는 거면서도 각자의 타이밍이 있을 거라 난 믿어 바람이 부는 방향으로 마무리 끌어 Yeah so go on and get your own flow 난 go 저갈게 내 흠도 We gone 언제까지나 기억될 2015년의 나 Yeah you know you heard
괜찮아 괜찮아 네가 하고 싶은 대로 해
내가 하고 싶은 대로 해
그냥 그대로면 돼
그냥 그대로면 돼
그냥 그대로면 돼
Yeah yeah yeah
괜찮아 괜찮아 하고 싶은 대로 해
네가 하고 싶은 대로 해
그냥 그대로면 돼
그냥 그대로면 돼
그냥 그대로면 돼
Yeah yeah yeah
괜찮아 괜찮아
It's okay
네가 하고 싶은 대로 해
Just be yourself
그냥 그대로면 돼
그냥 그대로면 돼
그냥 그대로면 돼
그냥 그대로면 돼 Yo
괜찮아 괜찮아
Yeah yeah
네가 하고 싶은 대로 해
네가 하고 싶은 대로 해
그냥 그대로면 돼
그냥 그대로면 돼
그냥 그대로면 돼
네가 하고 싶은 대로 해 넌 그냥 그대로면 돼 넌 진짜 그냥 그대로면 돼
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
When was the last time you had fun? Are you getting fat? Do you have any friends? Well, you can solve all of your problems with a little wreck. Or a big rec. UBC Rec is the best way to get involved on campus and have new experiences. Continue your fun, active, and social lifestyle by joining a team or signing up for an event. More details at recreation.ubc.ca.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard a very inspirational song from Jolly V. It's All Good. Very relatable song for all the 20-somes that are going through struggles. It's all good. Keep doing you. Do what you love. And above all, do what makes you happy, and everything is going to be all right. And I'm actually surprised that Jolly V didn't win her semifinal round, in which she battled against Jessie, who's also competing on the show. Oddly enough, I guess it's in the end, Jessie's more outright personality, and I guess you could say more control of the stage, but in the end, I guess she took it, and it was actually quite a blowout in terms of Jessie winning. But that is a discussion for another time, because coming up next, I have a song from the Taiwanese dancing queen Jolin Tsai. The song is called 不一样又怎样, also called We Are Different, We're All Different, Yet the Same. And it was released on her new studio album, Play, which was released in late 2014. The song is actually a little bit of social commentary. She's actually dedicating this to women in same-sex relationships. She is saying, what does it matter who they choose to love? Everyone has their life and their own difficulties. At the end of the day, they're just searching for the one they will love until the end. We're all different, but all the same. This isn't the first time that Jolin has done something like this. She's had songs in the past that touch on this subject, saying love is for everyone and everyone deserves to have a shot at love, at a shot at true love. And this one is a bit of a departure from her new sound. Recently, she's been going for a more fast-paced EDM, kind of a harder instrumental type of sound. But this one actually still has elements of that. It's still very electro-influenced, but it's far softer, a lot more restrained. And that's really so she could sing this ballady track and kind of express the frustration, the sadness, and the and really kind of reflect the struggles that the lesbian community, the gay community all go through in terms of finding love. And you know, she's one of my favorite Mandarin pop artists, one of the best in the industry. Let's check out her song, We're All Different Yet the Same. And after that, we have a very talented artist from China, Anson Hu, with his song Moonlight.
Yeah.
That was Jolene Tsai with We're All Different and Yet the Same. And after that was Anson Hu, two of the most talented artists working in the mandopop scene. The song from Anson was released in 2008 called Yue Guang or Moonlight. And that one was a more interesting take on R&B, taking a departure from the more typical Mandarin pop route. Features traditional Chinese instruments very prominently, as you heard, and it was composed by himself. So very talented artist, one of the best singer-songwriters in the game. For sure, you'll want to check him out. And now we're going to move on to the next segment, because now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world in Asian entertainment news. And the first story that I have is a very interesting one and a bit of good news for fans of Chinese music in Vancouver. Na Ying will be holding a concert in Vancouver. Na Ying, also known as Natasha Na, is one of China's most renowned female singers. She is known for several very famous songs, including Bai Tian Bu Dong Ye De Hei, or The Day Does Not Understand the Night, and Zheng Fu, or Conquest. She was regarded as one of China's best present-day singers, and for the past 3 years, she has also been one of the judges slash mentors on China's version of The Voice. Recently, she made the announcement for this performance called Na Shi Jie 2015, which means Na's World 2015. She will be performing at the Queen Elizabeth Theater in Vancouver on May 18th, and Na Ying, she will actually be accompanied by two of her students from the last season of The Voice of China, Chen Bing and Zhang Bichen. This is not the first time a highly regarded Mandarin pop singer has made an appearance in Vancouver, but shows like this are actually quite rare, so for Mandopop's fans here, it is indeed a very great bit of news. You'll definitely not want to miss out on this opportunity to go and see one of the greatest singers to ever grace the stage in Chinese history. And with 10 million records under her belt, she definitely has a resume to boot. I'm actually a fan of Na Ying as well. Not the biggest, but I do really enjoy her singing. I do enjoy her songs, and I am definitely going to see if I can get a chance to go and see this. And if I do, I will most certainly update you on what it was like, the high points, all of the amazing things that will no doubt happen during the show. Moving on, though, it's from South Korea. Big Bang comeback has been confirmed, kinda, but not really. Since late 2014, there have been several rumors floating around social media and K-pop circles that superstar boy band Big Bang would finally be making a return after almost 3 years absent as a group. In February 2015, YG Entertainment and Big Bang member G-Dragon have stated that the members have all returned to the studio to work on new material, and a comeback was set for April. Yesterday, YG Entertainment released a picture on their social media platforms. The picture had Big Bang in big block letters on a background that appears to be chalk dust, and within the dust there is a black box with dates written in it, 2015-0501, 2015-0601, and continues on until 2015-0901. These are dates for May 1st, June 1st, all the way into September 1st. These are indicated, again, the very first day of the month, of every month from now until September. Big Bang, in essence, has not set an official comeback date, but has stated that they will return most likely within the next 5 months. It is the ultimate April Fool's Day prank, making a comeback to say that they are having a comeback. And, you know, that is actually quite interesting. Ultimate troll move right there. But it does seem like that they do plan on making a comeback, especially with all the images released online of the members together and emblazoned on the title, Big Bang is back. So fans, myself included, of Big Bang will just have to be a little more patient with the group. And you know what? If it really is true that they're having a comeback, then maybe they're just taking the time to really make everything all that, to make it great for the fans everywhere. And that will actually do it for this week's news segment, unless you're also interested about hearing the K-pop fan who had the head portraits of all the members of boy band 2PM tattooed on her, and also a portrait of Jackson Wang from GOT7 tattooed on her as well. Ultimate dedication, but at the same time, kind of weird, and hopefully you don't live to regret that. That will do it for this week's news segment. Tune back in next week when we catch up on some more headlines and some more news. But until then, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Don't go anywhere.
Hey CITR listeners, thank you again for your continuing support. Because of your generous donations and assistance, CITR rose over $42,000 for our annual fund drive. We'd also like to give thanks to our many sponsors. These sponsors donated a substantial amount to CITR's fund drive through prizes which have found their way into the hands of our listeners. CITR thanks Live Nation, Blueprint Events, Vancouver Folk Music Festival, Sub Pop Records, Random House, Rogue Folk Club, Sled Island, Future Noise Limited, Mute Records, Herschel Supply Company, Timber Concerts, and all those who gave their generous support. CITR thanks you. Thank you.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
We are back here on Asian Wave 101, broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, located on unceded Musqueam territory. And now it is time to show some love to our Canadian Artist of the Week. And you know what? Normally here, we are an Asian music-focused show. But the important thing to recognize about Canada and Vancouver is really how multicultural it is. It is amazingly diverse, and you can see all the cultures in their magnificence in contrast to each other. It's a cultural mosaic is what we have here. And this week, I really want to celebrate that a little bit. So I have a multicultural R&B group from Montreal called Lucas Teague. They have stated that their goal is to continue off where Boyz II Men left off and continue singing these vocal harmonies, these rich, really blended vocals to create this, to evoke this emotion within us as listeners of the music. And the song that I have from them today is called, it's a single, and it's called Let You Go, released back in 2012. It's in English, so nothing will be lost in translation here. Let's check it out. Lucas Teague, Let You Go. That was Lucas Teague with Let You Go. Amazing R&B song. And, you know, Canadian R&B group with one of the richest harmonies I've ever heard. I feel like R&B groups like Boyz II Men and Blackstreet, Jagged Edge, groups like those are really a dying breed, which is a shame, as nothing is quite as soothing as kind of this, listening to this four-part harmony and listening to the way how the voices blend together. It's really quite soothing and really quite evocative, if I may say. And, you know, it's a very good thing to see that Lucas Teague doing these big things, continuing on where these other groups left off. And they have a good thing going in Japan right now. They were recently signed over there, so they've been spending a lot of time in Japan making music, singing, doing what they love. So much props to them and wishing them all the best in their future endeavors. Next, I have another song to keep with this R&B groove that we've got going, and it's by Song Ji-eun, main vocalist of Korean group Secret. The song is called Himang Gomun, which means kind of like false hope or hopeful torture. And the idea is that a relationship has ended, but the guy seems unwilling to let go. He's always kind of in her face, always talking to her, always trying to reach out to her. And it gets to the point where she just wishes he would just back off. And she doesn't want to see him. It's shaking her up. And it's like there's this, it's as if there's false hope going on. So it's actually a very simple song, simple drum beats and an acoustic guitar line over it. And the thing about Ji-eun is that she never needs to strain to sing well, which is refreshing if you're not into listening kind of the powerhouse vocalist belting out these notes like there's nothing else. So this one should be very interesting for all of us to hear. So let's check it out now. Song Ji-eun, Hopeful Torture / False Hope. That's coming up next.
Whenever you call me, 좀 나빤 너 보고 싶다는 말로 날 떠올려. 아직도 너를 잊지 못해 바보처럼.
마, baby,
That was Song Ji-eun with Hopeful Torture or False Hope, whichever one you want to call it. Very interesting song. I actually really do like her solo material. Sometimes I really do prefer it over the music that she does with Secret. But she is a very good singer. She doesn't need to try too hard. She never does those high notes and just tries to belt them out, so it doesn't ever sound as grating. And it's interesting too, because she's really seemed to carve out a niche for herself apart from the other girls. She's already become kind of like this established soloist, and in Japan her last solo release was actually very highly received, and she received a lot very well received. She received a lot of love herself in Japan, so keep doing your thing, and you know, keep bringing us good, really mellow, really chill music like this for all us R&B fans out there. Moving on though, I have another track from the Mandopop scene, from the Mandarin pop scene. It's Chinese music, and it's by a singer called Tan Weiwei. And the song is called Kaifang, which translates to open, from her 2011 album 3. The idea behind the song, just from reading the lyrics, just kind of at face value, I guess you could say, the general message is essentially saying, don't be scared, have no fear, open your mind to the world. Always think positive, shake off any doubt, do what you want, and always be happy. To always kind of maintain this happy mentality, always have positive thinking, and to really just always be... The idea is that, like, Kaifang, what she's trying to say is that when let your mind open up, and is that let all the possibilities flow through and just take it all in, and to... Again, always remain positive when doing anything in life. So it's a good message for everyone. Tan Weiwei is a very, very good vocalist. And interesting thing for this song is that she actually sings with a more traditional technique on the chorus. And the technique can be heard in the traditional singing of Chinese ethnicities, of different Chinese ethnicities, I should say. I can't really pinpoint it right now, but it's more along the lines of traditional Tibetan singing, also more leaning towards the Central Asian technique of singing. I don't really know how to explain it all that well, but if you listen to the chorus and then you hear the way that she belts out the note, and notice how her voice kind of shakes a little bit, kind of just oscillates a little bit of a shift to create kind of this break, but not so that it snaps off the note entirely. You'll know once you hear it. So let's check it out now. Tan Weiwei, Open, coming up next. Thank you. That was Tan Weiwei with Kai Fang. Open, always be open, always be positive. Open up your way of thinking, do what you love, and always maintain a good attitude through it all. That's the message of the song. Amazing vocalist. I can't believe I actually haven't heard of her before. This was actually recommended to me by someone. So I am definitely going to continue listening to her, and I recommend you do that as well. She's also known by a different name, Sitar Tan, which is... You spell that S-I-T-A-R. I'm not quite sure where she got that. But yeah, definitely look her up. And we've actually reached the last song of the day. And for the last one, I got a very special track from the Korean hip-hop group MFBTY. My Fan's Better Than Yours, a.k.a. Moof Booty, a.k.a. Miss Fat Booty, a.k.a. My Fave's Better Than Yours, My Fan's Better Than Yours, all that good stuff. Also known as Moof Busy Tiger Yumi Ray. Yes, it is a group made up of the legendary Korean rappers Busy, Tiger JK, and Yumi Ray, aka Tasha Reed. And this song is called Bang Digi Bang Bang, and it's a little bit nonsensical with that. But with this song acting as the single of their new album, what they really wanted to do was kind of to reinvent the visual aspect, reinvent the whole culture of hip hop, reinterpret it in a different way of Korean pop music and K-pop as well. And if you look at the visuals, if you just listen to the song, you actually find that it actually sounds a little bit tribal. Got a lot of Indian influences in this song. So this is going to be very cool to check out. And as usual, if you have any requests for me, send it to me via email, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, don't hesitate to send it to me as well, asianwave101@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. And coming up next, we got our weekly arts report. They're coming in here to talk about the artsy stuff. And that will do it for Asian Wave 101 this week. I'm Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. I'll see you all next time. Moof Booty, MFBTY, My Fan's Better Than Yours, ending us off with Bang Digi Bang Bang.
Bang bang, kade kade, bang bang, bang tugu, bang bang, bang bang.
Ding, 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 ding 띵 빵 끄르다가 띵 끄르다가 띵
나 그냥 기나긴 시간이 끝나지 않았지 유통기간이 지나지 않았지 Busy locks on my lefty 가능성을 남겨 지난 힘든 시간이 담겨진 건 질긴 끈기와 매치 오르막길 내리막길 곤두박질 눈에 손에 박힌 굳은 살적에 모든 게 익숙하겠지
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hey, I'm Christine. I work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusi, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Ellum. I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlund from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show.
My name is Hugo. I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane. I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Cordon-Lee from the CITR music department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks, you. Thank you for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for Fun Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's Fun Drive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.
Thank you so much for donating to CITR's Fun Drive this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Sakhuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
Hi, I'm Dan Hamhuis. On the ice, I play defense for the Vancouver Canucks. Off the ice, I've joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us for our family festival on Sunday, April 12th at Jack Poole Plaza. Enjoy live entertainment.